May the sweet presence of our Lord Jesus be with you, heart dwellers, and bring your hearts into perfect alignment with his perfect will. Amen. I was missing the Lord because lately I hadn't heard from him, and I said, Lord Jesus, please speak to me. I miss you terribly. He began, I love to hear you say that, and I know it is true. You've been waiting for days, expecting me at any time. So here I am, beloved bride. Do you see? I am trying to ramp you up into fasting and self-denial because time is very, very short. You know this has been very well planned. As I told you before, much has been mitigated through repentance, but much remains. None of you have any concept of how deeply saddened I am about the prospects on your horizon. My people, I am still waiting for more repentance. And interestingly enough, I wanted to share that one of our brother priests here got a message from the Lord that is very powerful and along these lines. And so that will be put up after this one. Listen, children, Jesus continued, you are living for yourselves. When I bless you, the first thing you think of is how you can spend it on your pleasures. When people around the world have resorted to dirt to fill their empty stomachs, those of you who have thought of others have much to look forward to. But most Americans are about me and how they can improve their social standing and security. As they turn to me and convert, they begin to get a conscience for others around the world who are not so fortunate. This is the beginning of great favor with me and with heaven. Such as these will continue to be rewarded with increase because they are only thinking of how they can help the helpless and starving. Lord, please speak to us about other sins we may repent of. He continued, sexual immorality is rife in the Christian community. Do you really think I will overlook your designs on another woman's husband or another husband's wife? Just because everyone else is living with a potential spouse before they are married to them doesn't mean it isn't a sin. It is sin, and I do understand your conscience is not registering it as such. But when we stand face to face, you will feel what you were blocking before. You say you are a Christian, but you are living with a partner and having relations without marriage. This encourages the weaker ones in your church community to do exactly the same thing, but perhaps not with the lifelong commitment the two of you have made. Fornication is a sin unto death of the soul. Just because your conscience doesn't bear witness anymore to this being a sin does not justify it as licit. If you are living with someone and having relations, get married as soon as possible by a minister. Do not remain uncovered. If you are not getting married, put in some new guidelines or separate. I will honor all your efforts to obey this commandment. I understand the emotional stress you are under in choosing these alternatives. May I suggest that an expensive wedding is not important? If you insist on having that, you can still do it after you have a private wedding with your pastor. But please, cover yourselves, beloved. Take me seriously. Because of materialism, both husband and wife work to accumulate goods and pay the bills. In the meantime, the children are left alone and fall into sin. By the time you find out about it, it's too late. How much more upright and moral would it have been for you to limit your expenditures and raise your children to Christian standards? When they get involved with misguided youths and gangs, then you have a real problem. All because you wanted that nicer car or house. So both of you had to work and you left your children alone. Cheating on income tax or any other transaction is a stain on your wedding dress. Please do not excuse yourself for lying to the government. However, if you are smuggling Bibles into North Korea, you may lie about the contents of your suitcase. My law is higher than man's law. Some of you have children who have chosen to live a holy life, and you support them in that. Others have children who want to lead a holier life, but do not want to displease you because you have designs on them to live up to what you want. Parents of these children, you had a chance. You made your choices. Do not stand in the way of your son or daughter when I call them. There is no higher calling than to live for me alone. It's true, they won't be able to support you in your old age, but they will be bringing souls into heaven. You have your own nest egg for the days when you are alone. Do not steal from them and from me the souls that they are destined to save. A Christian parent should be very proud when a child chooses to live for me alone. What a great honor. What a special child this is. Finally, my very dear children, how are you spending your time? How many hours do you devote to your relationship with me? I am the source of life, and all that is good comes from my hand. But in order to have the right values and not go astray, you must discover for yourselves there is no greater privilege than speaking to me and being guided by me. As you withdraw more and more from prayer, you become more and more like the world until you are barely recognizable as my own. I need your worship, your praise, and your very best time to form you into a holy vessel. If you put work first, children first, husband first, and me last, your life will be disordered. I have asked Mother Claire to release this information to you, because there is still a great need for repentance. Come to me, my beloved family, and bear your soul. Release those things you've been covering up. Allow me to wash you white as snow and relieve you of the burdens that have been on your conscience. I love you dearly. I am for you, not against you. I am asking for you to be for me and not for the world. And that was the end of his message.